Bruchim Aboim B'Shem Hashem. What a great schus it is that throughout the entire world, on virtually every continent, we are all united learning the Torah of the Heilig Gezerah Shemshin. Our shir today is a schus and refuah shalema for Reb Chaim Yosef ben Malkin Nechama, and also a schus and refuah shalema for Sora Baspina. May they each have a refuah shalema b'mheira and arichas yamim b'shanim tavas. Our shir is also in honor of Rabbi Yosef Menachem Manish ben Genendel. May have bracha v'atzlocha beruchnius uv'gashmius le'orech yomim toivim. Our shir is on the pasuk, Eile hadvarim asher diber Moshe al kol Yisrael. These are the words that Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all of Klal Yisrael. We would think from the pasuk that we learned the different places where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Klal Yisrael. We learn Beivra Yarden, Barava Mulsuf, Bein Paranu, Bein Teufel. However, Rashi HaKadosh tells us this can't be so, because some of the places enumerated didn't really exist. Rashi tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu was actually being Moichiach Klal Yisrael. He was giving them Musar. In order not to embarrass them, he hid the Averas by alluding to them in the names of the various places. Reb Nechemya says in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel that Klal Yisrael was not responsible for each other until they entered Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, they were not responsible for each other's averus. However, later, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh, the Zera Shimshon cites the Medrash Yalkut Shmoini that says that some of the people served the Egel Azov, some hugged it, some kissed it, and others were just satisfied having it. We were not at all at that time responsible for each other. So the severity of the Avera of the sin wasn't equal for everyone, and neither was retribution, the punishment. For that reason, Moshe Rabbeinu did not strongly delineate the sins that Klal Yisrael had done. In this way, he was saying that not everyone was to be held guilty for what happened in the Midbar. There were some who only transgressed lightly. It happened that one time the Talmidim came into the Chofetz Chaim and they begged their Rebbe, "Rebbe, please give us Musar, be moichiach us, please." They were waiting for the response of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim said, "I should give you Musar. How could I possibly be moichiach others at the time when I myself am a choyte? I'm a sinner. I'm not a Yirah Shamayim, and I'm not Oisek in Torah as much as I need to. So you're asking me to give Musar?" When the Chofetz Chaim said these words, the Talmidim began to tremble. They were shaking. These simple words that went out from the Tzaddik Ador made a deep impression on their hearts. Each one of them took a Kal V'Chomer from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. If the Chofetz Chaim says that he's a choyte, if he says that I'm a sinner, that he doesn't learn enough Torah and he's not engaged in mitzvahs enough, what should all the rest of the world do? They took great Musar on that day and they changed their lives for the better. Be'ezer Hashem Yisparach, we will be continuing with our share in the Zera Shimshon tomorrow. I wish everybody, me'umka deliba, b'suros tavos, yeshuos v'nechamos.